The next patient is Rebecca Zimmerman, first name R-E-B-E-C-C-A, last name Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease that it is stage 2. The patient doesn't have any urine at the present time as to assess the amount of protein in the urine. She was admitted to the hospital because of no onset of atrial fibrillation prior to colonoscopy. The patient went to the hospital. The patient went back into sinus rhythm after cardiogram and amiodarone drips, D-R-I-P-S. The patient is in stable condition at the present time. The serum creatinine is 0.89, the BUN is 12, and the estimated GFR is 68 mL per minute. Number two, essential hypertension. She is taking losartan 50 milligrams POBID. Went to see the doctors at the hospital. She was released without losartan. The blood pressure was out of control, and she was put back on losartan. Amlodipine has been added, and the blood pressure is coming down. We are going to add a triamterin in combination with hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5-25, one tablet per day. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation that is followed by the cardiologist. The echocardiogram failed to show the presence of LVH, despite the fact that the patient has hypertension. The patient does not have any valvular heart disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is found with a cholesterol that was 279 and was placed on Crestor, 40 milligrams every day. Following number, hypothyroidism that has to be reevaluated in view of the atrial fibrillation. Following number, the patient is a chronic smoker. She had a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. After the patient went to the hospital for the atrial fibrillation, she has stopped the use of the nicotine, and she's feeling better. And the patient doesn't have any relapse of the atrial fibrillation. We encourage the patient to stay away from the nicotine abuse. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis and osteoporosis that is followed by the primary. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.